Blog Talk Radio.
Enlightening the world, one radio show at a time. You're listening to the Angel Radio Network. And now, here is Amazon number one best-selling author, book editor, and coach, April Reynolds, with her show, Manifesting Princess.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to the Manifesting Princess Radio Show. I am your host, April Reynolds. You're listening to the Angel Radio Network, and we're excited to have you with us tonight. I have a really special guest. I have the intuitive Joan Marie, and we will be taking calls. We do have a few people on hold already and more people calling in, so please be patient. The number is 714-242-5256. Joan Marie will be taking your calls in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about a retreat that she has coming up next weekend, and we are going to be talking about the heart map and other exciting things tonight. I'm excited to bring her on the line. She is a medical intuitive. Joan Marie is an international intuitive who has appeared on national television and thousands of radio shows. She helps people to heal at the deepest level of their soul. And we're going to talk about how angels in our lives and intuition. And Joan Marie, hi, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Hi, welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here, and it's Friday the 13th.
I know. It's a very lucky day, isn't it?
It's a great day, and you know what? There's a lot of magic and energy in a day like a Friday the 13th. There's a lot of powerful energy, and we could talk about that. So it is a day for people to focus on their wishes or their longings or things like that, to just put it out into the ethers.
Exactly. And we're going to talk about all this, but I want to be sure and tell everyone at the top of the hour here about your retreat that you've coming up on February 21st and 22nd. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. It's going to be in Redondo Beach, California. So even if you don't live in California and you think you can fly out, it's really worth it. It's 2 days of doing very deep healing work. So healing your past, whether it's childhood or whether it's like people who betrayed you or just things happened and you just can't seem to shake it off. You know, we just, you know, everyone always says, oh, let it go or forget about the past. But the problem is your past is playing out every single day in your life unless you purify it. So I do a very, you know, powerful day of purifying and healing anything that's hanging around you that needs to be removed. And then Sunday is about really filling and honoring the light in you, creating, healing. And it's just, it's extremely powerful 2 days of work, doing deep healing work and preparing you for manifestation and creation very quickly. The work I do, I help people quickly. I don't believe that we have to suffer long and struggle all the time, and we all have our lessons, but I believe that you can move through. And so it's in Redondo Beach, California. It's $495 for 2 days, which you really can't beat, since over the phone I'm $475 for 1 hour. And so this is over 12 hours with me. It's a small group. We only allow 20 people coming in, and there's a couple of spots left. And so you can go to the lineagelegacyretreats.com for more information. Or just my main website, joanmarithegift.com.
joanmarithegift.com?
Yeah, it's just easier to spell that than my last name.
Okay. So joanmarithegift.com, everyone. So so the Lineage Legacy Retreat is going to help us to – is that where you're going to do the heart map?
Yes, yes. We're going to be doing the heart map, and we focus on that on Sunday. Most of us live more in our heads than in our hearts. And the truth is inside our hearts is where the blueprint of your life, your lessons, your future, your destiny lies. And so I literally help people see their own heart map. You read it, and I share with you what is your destiny, what is your purpose, what your exact lessons are, what the specific ages are you need to heal. And all of that literally lies in our hearts and in our own organs. It all plays out. So people really do want to understand their hearts and really know how to feel and be in their hearts in order to go forth and co-create, heal, and manifest.
Mm-hmm. And is that maybe why, you know, like maybe some of the patterns that just keep repeating in a family, for example, right?
Absolutely.
Whether it's cancer
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People who, you know, I know a lot of people say, and the doctors say, oh, my God, this is hereditary, and oh, my God. And it's like what's hereditary is more the emotional vibration and the emotional frequency that you carry from generation to generation. And if you heal the emotional frequency, then you can break the spell, so to speak, of the disease around you or around your family so that you don't have to repeat history or your other loved ones don't have to keep repeating history.
And how do you... So this is like a blueprint thing that you on our hearts, and maybe is it just a matter of changing your thoughts? I mean, how?
No,
what do
no,
I have
no.
to do? To...
Right, because changing your thoughts is more of, we all need to do that. And so, like, there's different, you know, grades in school. There's different grades of healing. So changing our thoughts is like grade school, maybe to high school. But it's like just changing your thoughts isn't enough. We can all say, oh, my God, I'm so happy, I'm so happy, I'm so happy. But the truth is you're angry or you're feeling depressed or you're not happy. And so I say to people, you've got to be real and you've got to be honest with your emotions. If you're not happy, you're not happy. Why should you lie and pretend that you are? And so every emotion has a voice. And so you need your emotions to talk. You need your emotions to speak through you and to help you get to where you're going in life. It's just so important. And so the blueprint map and the heart map is not something that you can read in a book and figure it out. It's a complete experiential exercise. The work that I've been doing for the past 20 years, and I, you know, work in the medical field, I work with businesses, and everything is a heartbeat. And so in your own heart, in your own body, you want to go within and say, where are my aches? Where are my pains? Where are my rejections? And what specific age did this happen? And you want to go back to that age, and you need to heal the child and that experience from her point of view, from her emotions, not from you, the adult, now. And your blueprint in your heart is embedded in you. And so you need to feel it. You need to breathe it. You need to see it and read it for yourself. And it's not about thoughts. It's about a feeling, and it's about a connection in your own body. It's a very deep level of intimacy. It's a very deep level of connection with oneself.
And how did you get
in?
How did you be? Okay. And how did you become an intuitive? I mean, what happened in your life that put you on this journey?
You know, I was born with my gifts of intuition, and they've really been a part of me forever. I don't know a life without being intuitive. And what I did over the years was I honed my gifts. And the only way to become incredibly intuitive is to literally clean your emotional house. So I have spent years cleaning my own emotional house. When I first started, I'd meditate 5 hours a day. I mean, you don't need to meditate that long. But it's like I really had to train and hone in my own gifts and my own emotions and do some deep healing work to open myself up to be able to help other people. So this is a life that I don't know anything else other than this. And this is really about embracing it and then healing so that I can look at other people as a pure vessel.
Right. Well, so I guess that just sort of begs the question, you know, how do we become intuitive, and then I have a follow-up question for that too. I can't wait to ask you, but
right,
how do we tap into our intuition?
So several easy steps that I can share with the phone, besides cleaning your emotional house and doing really deep soul work, which is really the best and the truest way to go, okay? And even on my website, I have some free meditations that can help people out, and I have lots of products that can just support you. But you need to be able to get comfortable in your skin and get comfortable with silence. I mean, you just have to sit quietly and meditate, because some people just aren't made to just sit there. Their minds go crazy, they're overactive, So we have to work with where you're at. So I always say to people, go walk in nature, spend time in nature, do some deep breaths from your core, your stomach area, and just focus on the trees or the flowers. And just every time your mind wants to go somewhere, say, I don't have to do that right now. I'm allowed to be here. So you want to get out in nature. You want to get comfortable practicing how to tame your mind and how to get quiet in your mind. And by doing that, you have to give your mind an assignment. You need to give your mind an assignment, and you need to say to your mind, I'm allowed to have peace now. I am allowed to be quiet. And you say to your mind, you know what? You're allowed to show me the ways to have peace in my life. Show me the ways I can have peace. So you're giving your mind something to do. And that's really, really, really important for you. Also say, I am listening all the time. To be intuitive, again, it's all about intimacy and it's about relationship. And you want to connect with yourself and say to yourself, you know, I am listening. I'm listening to my higher self. I'm listening to my soul. Talk to me. Connect with me. What do you want to share with me? So it's a conversation and it's communication with yourself.
Yeah, that's
that
really good.
Sense?
I'm actually, yeah, I'm actually writing it down. I just got chills when you said, I am listening, talk to me. What do you want to tell me? Because I'm like trying to get an answer myself about some things. And this just takes me to my next question. So how do you tell the difference between intuition and worry?
Well, worry is not intuition. Worry is just your ego mind. That's your stress. That's keeping you in the war. Worry has absolutely nothing to do with intuition. And your mind has absolutely nothing to do with intuition. Worry is just, it's like a waste. I mean, you need to see all the ways you keep yourself spinning and all the ways you keep yourself in a hamster wheel. And why? So the question isn't, why are you worrying? The question is why do you need to keep yourself separate from your higher self, your truth, from the divine, from your own wisdom?
Well, sometimes I have trouble telling the difference between my intuition and what would be maybe a worry or an obsessive thought even. You know, like if
but
I just can't get an answer.
Intuition has nothing. Right, but intuition has nothing to do with worry or obsessive thought. Intuition, you have to let it go. You can go to bed at night and you can ask yourself and you can say, hey, you know, I always ask, well, not every single night, but a lot of nights I go to bed and I say, share with me the wisdom I need for the next couple weeks. Or what's going to happen in the next couple weeks? Or how can I expand my business? See, intuition is communication with your higher self, your peace, the knowingness, the strength, not the worry, the stress, the scarcity. And so your intuition is about guiding you. But if you're so clogged up with worry, stress, emotional stuff, that's why I say you've got to clean your emotional house. You have to deal with that stress. You have to deal with those emotions, and you need to let that go.
Okay, and then also, isn't it just, you know, experience, as the years go by, we sort of like learn, you know, like right now, I'm sort of going, okay, I think this is a worry, that's me having an obsessive thought, that's not my intuition, you know,
right.
I think it's just a matter of like maybe figuring it out.
Your intuition is childlike energy. Your intuition is about ease and childlike energy. It's not a gnawing and a nagging that's repetitive over and over and over again. It is a voice that you have to learn to build a relationship with. And to figure out, it does take practice. But when you clean your emotional house, you will be more in tune to what your intuition is saying. And a lot of people do need to start really cleaning their emotional house. They absolutely need to start cleaning their emotional house.
And to clean their emotional house, how do they do that?
That's the work, like for my Lineage Legacy Retreat, that's what we're doing. Any of my products are about healing and clearing your energy, like I have a forgiveness healing 3-part series. That is all meditation, 3 powerful meditations on healing, 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 and cleaning your emotional house. I have I have two meditations on my website under the Read, Listen, and Learn section that are all clearing meditations. That's a process where you go and you literally connect with the child within or the specific age and or the emotion of when the experiences began in your body.
Right.
So it's really about doing your work at a very deep, deep, deep level. The work that I do with people is a very highly evolved way. It's a very deep way to heal your cells and your DNA. It's not on the surface healing. So when people do the deeper work with me, they heal. You know, my clients say, generally working with you in 3 days is like going to 30 years of therapy. It's very deep. It's very powerful. Well, because I don't mess around. I mean, my vibration is very high, but I worked it to get very high. I've grown. I've done, my God, years. And so when I do my work with my clients or my students, I come from such a high vibration that it's helping me rise up to that deeper level.
And is that how, using our intuition, how do we use our intuition maybe to attract more money in our lives?
Well, that's about, you have to understand the blocks of where the scarcity is. Where did the scarcity form? That's part of the blueprint of the system. Your intuition can guide you and inspire you to share with you what you need to do to bring in more money. But money and lack of money is about the emotions that are driving you. It's about your scarcity and your foundation. So everyone has to really look at what their foundation is. And what are you really living every day? What emotions are running the show? And if scarcity is running the show, it's very hard to manifest from that place.
Right. Wow. Well, this sounds like something that would be really cool to have a session with you. You do individual sessions, right?
I do. I still take clients, absolutely. So you can call my office and you can book an hour or a half hour with me, absolutely.
Do you want to give that number out, or do you want to just...
Sure, absolutely. My office number is, it's a Florida number because I'm based on the East Coast. So it's 941-954-9001.
Okay. And then you've got this next weekend, you've got the Lineage Legacy Retreat at February 21st and 22nd, and they can go to joanmariethegift.com to learn more, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, the phone lines are like really filling up. And so I want to take a quick commercial break here. And then when we come back, we'll take some callers. Okay?
That's fantastic.
Awesome. Okay. Hang tight. Okay, everyone, we're going to take a quick little commercial and we'll be right back.
Would you like to nominate someone for the Honorary Angel Award? Here at the Angel Radio Network, we like to shine a light on people and businesses that are changing the world in a good way. So once a month, we will announce the winner of the Honorary Angel Award. The recipient will receive a free 30-second commercial on the Angel Radio Network and the official Honorary Angel Statue graphic for their website. To learn more about becoming or nominating someone for the Honorary Angel Award, email us today at info@angelradionetwork.com. Or visit us on Facebook.com/Angel Radio Network. Are you interested in having your own internet radio show here on the Angel Radio Network? Contact us today at info@angelradionetwork.com to learn how you can reach thousands of people every week with your message. That's info@angelradionetwork.com. Our hosts are always looking for great guests. If you'd like to be a guest on one of our radio shows, here on the Angel Radio Network, please email us at info@angelradionetwork.com or visit our Facebook page at Angel Radio Network, download the guest info form, and email it to info@angelradionetwork.com. Advertise your product or service to our listeners. Commercial advertising on the Angel Radio Network is affordable and reaches thousands of unique listeners. Contact us today at info@angelradionetwork.com to learn how affordable advertising with us can be. Be sure to like our fan page on Facebook.com/Angel Radio Network and follow us on Twitter at Angel Radio Net. Do you have a question for the host or guest? Call in now, 714-242-5256. We are live on the air now. That's 714-242-5256. And be sure to press the number 1 so that we know you have a question. That's 714-242-5256. Call in now.
And welcome back, everybody. I'm April Reynolds. You're listening to the Manifesting Princess radio show here on the Angel Radio Network. Thanks so much for joining me on this Friday night, February 13th, 2015. It's a really special night. We've got medical intuitive Joan Marie joining us, and she's going to take some calls now. We've got a lot of calls in, but there's just a little bit of time maybe, so give a call if you'd like. 714-242-5256. We're going to start with caller number 1. It's Rose. Hi, Rose. This is April and Joan. Do you have a question for Joan?
Hi. Yes, I just want to know what kind of changes are coming for me.
Okay, and you should, because I would ask a more specific question for yourself, because I could go to relationship, I could go to health, I can
okay,
go to
relationship.
So
sounds good.
Okay, because you're actually, what I will say to you, and I mean, this is also about the Angel Network, so I'll tell you, you also have angels. Gabriella is very strong around you, so if you believe in angels, you should really call on her and connect with her. But in April, you have a lot more movement and momentum, even in March. So in order for you to, when you say changes in relationship, because right now relationship view is totally gray. So when I say gray, I mean it's not active, it's not strong, it's not what you
right,
want,
I'm single.
You're not satisfied, blah, blah, blah. So for you, it's March into April for you. And I get that you've got to go out more, you've got to connect more, and you also have to heal the betrayal. You have a lot of betrayal in the back of your heart, and that has to be healed. So when we were talking about the deeper healing, that's something that you need to focus on. But you are scheduled for a relationship. It is there for you. It's April is very strong for you going into 2016, so just don't be upset that it's going to be a process of a year, year and a half for you.
Wow, great. Thank you.
Cool. You're welcome.
Oh,
good luck.
Cool. Cool, Rose. Thanks for calling in, Rose.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Joan Marie, how can you tell if somebody is scheduled for a relationship? I want to know more about that.
Well, when I say scheduled, it's like, and everybody has free will, so you could do something for it not to happen, right? But it's like she definitely has the energy of relationship and opportunity. But relationship is about intimacy, and sometimes everyone's not fully honest with themselves of what they want and what they're looking for. I am ready, but you're really not. So it's about, again, your heart, and it's about being comfortable receiving. It's about being comfortable being vulnerable and letting somebody in. But, like, and I'll use Rosen as an example, the back of her heart is totally shut down. So she's carrying a lot of betrayal with her as she moves forward to bring in a new relationship, and those are things you want to heal. Every human being can have a relationship, can heal in a relationship, can go deeper in their own relationship, or bring something better in for themselves. None of us were supposed to be on Earth and be alone. None of us. So it's about absolutely connecting and allowing yourself to truly grow and to truly allow those deeper blessings into your life.
Mm-hmm. And is that maybe where, you know, calling in on your angels to help you attract that love relationship?
Yes. I believe that you should absolutely, be working with your angels, be working with your divine team. So for me, the divine team is the highest frequency of pure love. It is my angel team. It's the creator and the Mother Mary, you know, and Jesus. I mean, that works for me. Everybody has to create their own divine team. It's important to work with your angels to invite in relationships. But again, that's the surface talk. I'm a very advanced conversation where you've got to heal the deeper layers, because people can say to me, I have, like, you know, and look, I honor the book, The Secret. It's a book about positive thinking. It's a book about this. But I had more people call me complaining and being angry because I've done everything they said and nothing's happened. And I'm like, okay. Because there's more layers, you know? And there's always work for us all to do. So it's not a negative or a punishment, but it's going beneath the surface and getting really honest with yourself. It's connecting with yourself and just sitting there and saying, am I really ready for a relationship? And if so, what does that feel like? What type of conversations would I like to have with this person? What would I like to be doing with this person? You know, and really feel into the energy as if it's already in your life. And what would you like to be doing and connecting with and moving forward with? And again, it's getting out in the world and being seen. In order to bring in money, in order to bring in a deeper relationship, in order to grow, you have to be seen in your life. You have to be seen in your life.
So is that what happened with me? Because I left my house in South Carolina and went to Portland, Oregon And I ended up meeting the love of my life. Is that what happened?
Well, I mean, you made a decision to move to Portland, Oregon. Did you meet him before you moved and you just met him? Or did you move and just meet him out there?
I actually met him after I got out there. But I did make a decision, you know, with my divine team that I'm like, I'm done with being alone and single. And I just was ready for a relationship. And I just sort of just made a huge leap of faith and
so
went out to Portland, Oregon.
So something intuitively told you to go to Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, I totally called it in.
Yeah.
So how's that going to work out for me, by the way? Can you tell me that?
Well, it's interesting because I feel like, you know, you guys are highlighted in March and you're highlighted in April, and then you go gray and there's some gray now. So to me, I get there's some communication and some things that need to be resolved. Do I feel like you two can be together forever? I don't guarantee that. I do feel like there could be a possible period of a break and then a get back together. So I just get that there is some things the two of you need to iron out and connect and communicate with to get to the next phase.
Interesting. And relationships are so helpful in helping us learn more about ourselves.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, relationships really help you to learn so much about anything that you may have thought. Like, I thought I had something squared away, and in this relationship I'm finding out now I have more work to do.
Oh, my God. And no human being, and look, I am first in this category, no human being should think they have no work to do. I never think I'm finished. Like, I meet people and they say, oh, my God, I've dealt with all my father issues. And I'm like, no, that's where we have to start. So never think you're finished, but don't get freaked out and overwhelmed, like, oh, my God, no, start living. Like, for me, relationships always bring up any more insecurity issues I have, any more unworthiness issues. Every time,
I know.
Like, all right, there's still more. Let's get to work. You know, so it's just really about being open to just understand that there'll always be something, but that doesn't mean your life can't be amazing.
Right, right. I know. I really feel you on that one. Okay, let's take caller number two, who's been waiting very patiently. Hi, Mitsu. This is April and Joan. You have a question?
Hello, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Actually, my question is kind of the same line about my love life, if you saw anything coming up for that.
Well, and this is no pun intended because April is our host. April is a really good month for, like, everybody right now. So it's like, let's get to April. But for you,
yay,
are you totally single right now? Because there is somebody around you. So if you are single, you really have somebody just around the corner. Because I do see
really?
Somebody
okay.
in your life right now.
Okay, wow. Yeah, I'm single right now. I don't have a Valentine's date tomorrow. So.
That's okay. You're not supposed to. You date yourself. Date yourself.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, well, was there any information? Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. Were you recently in a breakup or a split? Were you recently connecting with someone that you thought might be for you? Because you really have somebody strong already in your energy field.
Okay, well, I went on a date, but this was back in, like, kind of Halloween in November.
Mm.
I thought we had a connection, but the thing is that he lives in another city. So I didn't know.
Yeah,
and
no,
then
he's
I haven't...
not the one.
Okay.
You have somebody more local. I have somebody in January, so I wonder what you were doing in January, because January is springboarding your April. So what I see for you is I see a relationship right around the corner, and I give it maximum 6 weeks. So, again, I see it more
okay,
in the
cool.
radius within the area you live or within an hour, so I don't get it long distance. And I get that
okay.
if you're not expect this, like you're not, this is not someone you would say, oh, my God, this is it. But it's someone who you're very comfortable with. It starts off very casual, more like friends, just connecting. You feel very safe, and you feel very secure,
okay.
and it grows into a relationship. So it is not someone that you are necessarily expecting it would be.
Okay, okay. Huh, that's cool.
And you're going to meet him, and you're going to meet him very crazy. It's almost like you could be at the bookstore, and there this person is, or you could be at the grocery store. It's a very impromptu. I don't even see it online or anything. I see it a physical in-person or a third-party meeting, or you go out to dinner, and then somebody says, oh, there's so-and-so. I haven't seen this person in a while, and you meet and you date. So it's a very
okay.
interesting connection, nothing that you would have thought of.
So, and somebody new that I don't know yet, right?
That's what I feel, because I do have somebody that you already know around you. That's hence the person I see now. But there is somebody around you that you know that can come in stronger, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a couple of people in the past, I mean, this past year I was talking to, but, you know, it didn't really go anywhere, so.
No, I want the brand new in, and it's a physical manifestation, not an online or anything like that.
Okay, okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. Thank you so much.
Have fun.
Thank you, Miss Sue.
Thank you.
Thank you so much
for calling.
Have a good
night.
Thanks, you too. And we've got Carissa, who is caller number 3, who's been holding for quite a while, too. Are you there, Carissa?
Hi. Yeah, I am here. I didn't know if I was in the queue because I had gotten disconnected a couple times.
You're still in the queue.
Great.
Do you have a question?
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. It's been a while since I've called up psychics, but I don't know when this was, but a psychic told me stuff that is happening now.
Okay.
And I'm just wanting to make sure that still on the spiritual path, I suppose. Put that way.
Well, are you happy
so,
what's going on now or no?
I'm have a mixture of feelings. You know, I.
Right, because I get that you're.
It's weird because
place.
I feel like I'm going through.
Oh, God. I was going to say, I feel like you're in a deep cleanse, like you're in a cleaning of a house period. And so it's not that you're not on your spiritual path. And being on a spiritual path doesn't mean everything comes up roses, by the way. But I just
right.
get that you have to be very gentle with yourself. You have to really nurture yourself. You need to hug yourself. It's like. I feel like you're craving that love and that support and that nourishment and that feeling of, I don't want to do this alone. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah. So
even though I'm not alone, I'm still alone.
You feel so alone, my friend. You don't feel supported at all. And you're wondering when things are going to shift. And I think you need to
or
be
how
honest.
To shift them.
Yeah, I think you need to be honest to make sure all of this is enough for you. You know, I don't settle.
Well, that seems to be the problem, actually, that you say that. I mean,
because I feel like this is a stepping stone for you. No, child, of course, everybody wants a lot. But if you do not settle, honey, and live in a box and play small for another person. You need to sit down and say to this person, this is how I want you to talk to me. This is how I want you to communicate with me. This is what I need from you. And what do you need from me? And if they're not willing to do that with you, then they're not the one.
Mm, that's good.
Yeah,
deep.
Because honestly, you both have to come together to adore each other, to cherish each other. And, you know, I used to give couples this exercise, and I used to say, write down on a piece of paper, what would you like to hear from your partner every day or regularly? What do you need from your partner? And list a bunch of things. What do you want them to say to you every morning? What do you want them to connect with you with? How do you want to feel in their presence? And then what do they want from you so you guys can give and receive? But sometimes I feel like you, my friend, are like a bouncing ball, and that's not appropriate. And no, that's not acceptable. Does that make sense?
Who's the bouncing ball and what's not acceptable?
You. I feel like you're a bouncing ball with people. Like you have a little low self-esteem and you let people say things to you or treat you in ways that you shouldn't. You've lowered your standards in life in the past. So don't lower them in the future. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm definitely raising my standards. I think that I've been doing that my whole life, you know, from relationship to relationship for sure.
Right, mm-hmm. But you need to raise them a little higher. You need to, like I've given you a lot of good information right now to go and use because I think it's a lot, but just because somebody says they see you in a relationship doesn't mean that's supposed to be the person. Like, I had somebody call me once, and she said, oh, my God, 2 psychics told me that I met my soulmate, and this guy's my soulmate, and this guy is it, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, honey, he is not your soulmate. I said, they were reading you on the surface. He's not available for you right now. He's not even able to make a commitment. he's not, a, you know, and I went on and on and on and on. And it was like she really had to wake up because she was living in a fantasy. So I'm just sharing this with you so that you guys can take things and just say, is this really for me right now? Just because somebody sees a path for you doesn't mean it's the path you're supposed to stay on.
Oh.
Really?
That's
important.
Big.
Yeah. I mean, it's
well,
really
I mean, I guess with psychics, that's true because they see, they can see stuff, but it might be, if there's multiple paths, they might see one path that
exactly.
went
there's
through down path. In this life, in another life, if that makes
right.
any sense. But
and
I mean, I believe we live this life over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. And you need to know why you're where you are right now and where you, what you need to do. And you need to know the multiple layers of it. I mean, that's not what this radio show is about, but you can call and work with me privately. You can book a session. But you need to really get real with just because somebody sees something for you doesn't mean it's so.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you that a psychic told me certain things and that it's happening now. And this was...
Correct.
Years ago, and I can't quite remember the reading. I mean, I have it recorded. I just don't have access to get to that recording
so,
right
what
now.
You need to
you know
do,
what I mean?
And I don't know if this person said this to you, because it's funny, I was just with somebody else. I just got an, actually, one was an email from a guy who came to an event of mine 8 years ago. He said, Joan Marie, you said all these things to me about what I'm going to do in the industry, in the medical field, helping people with a disease and doing this. And he goes, and I thought you were totally crazy because I was like a salesperson. And he goes, you won't believe what I just did. And I just created some antibiotic for this and did this. And like everything he said came true, okay? And so that's great.
Uh-huh.
But now the point is when they, now that it's coming true, now what? Is it, like, again, it's the next level. So it's coming true. So
right.
what?
Exactly.
Good? Is this bad? Is this enough? Do you need more? Like, blah, 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 blah. So I feel like you were given a lot of information tonight to just help you, and you want to create the deeper life force within yourself to make leadership decisions.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's important.
Cool. All right, Carissa, does this help you?
Yeah, I'll definitely listen to it again if you guys keep it in archive. Do you guys keep it in archive
oh, yes.
or do you take it out of archive?
No, it's in archive. You can click on the same
okay.
link and listen to it anytime you'd like. Awesome.
Perfect.
All right,
yeah,
thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Take them off. Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
take
I'll share
care.
It with us because that was just really deep information. That was really powerful. So that's like
yeah.
a lot in one sitting.
That was deep.
But it's like people have to understand the authority that they have.
Right.
You know, and because it's like, okay, this is all coming true, so there's a path this psychic saw her walk down, she walked down it. Is that good? Is that bad?
Right.
Do you want to stay on this path? Do you want to change this path? Like, people have to understand the depth of the responsibility and the energy that they have in their own lives.
Yeah, and I love that you said that because that's you know, obviously I'm thinking about my relationship because it's like I worked really hard to manifest this relationship and I literally moved 3,000 miles and then I moved 3,000 miles back to South Carolina and, you know, I put a lot of energy into this and you're right. It's kind of like, okay, now what? Now that this man is in my life, what happens next?
Right.
You know? It's
well,
like you have to go to the next man.
Do you two want to go to the next level? These are conversations that you and your partner need to have. Do you want to go
right.
to the next level? Don't you? Things like that.
Right. I love that. Asking those kinds of questions. Yeah, that is so cool. Okay, well, here's a caller from Pennsylvania. I think I might know who it is. Hi, caller. This is April and Joan. Who is this?
Well, this would be Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Hello, April. Hello,
Helen, this
Joan.
Is Joan. This is Helen.
Hi.
Hi, Helen.
So this is such a great show, and something that you said a couple of Joan, a couple of calls back, you said something about people having to be able to be ready to receive in order to
right.
manifest
mm-hmm.
something. Could you address that more? I need to be more receptive, and I really don't know what to do to make myself more receptive so that the things that I want to manifest in my life are actually free to move to me.
Okay, and this is brilliant. And just on a sidebar, I'm going to be doing, because this will be the last Lineage Legacy Retreat in L.A. right now, and I'm going to be doing one in Pennsylvania. So make sure you sign up on my newsletter, I mean, on my website for my free newsletter so you can find out about it.
Okay,
it's going to be
you.
In the late spring, yeah. So this is a great question. And to manifest and to be able to manifest and be able to receive, again, we all have to give and receive in life. And receiving to some people is very vulnerable, or they want to protect themselves, or they don't know if they trust themselves. So being open to receiving is actually being in alignment with blessings. Like, I am allowed to have blessings in my life. What do blessings feel like? And I always say to people, name three things specifically that you want to receive. And then really be with what one of those things is. So if it is a relationship, I see a lot of people aren't honest. They say things to me, and then when they do the deeper work with me, they see where they're not in alignment with what things. They're saying they want something, but then they're not in alignment in their bodies to let that happen or let that come in. And so you want to, in order to receive, it's like I have a sunlight meditation on my website, and it's just you connecting with baby you, and it's giving and receiving pure love, and it's a wonderful place for people to start. Because it's like you can easily give a baby love and kisses and adoration and honoring. And then when the baby or a man or a woman or somebody wants to love you, are you comfortable letting somebody kiss you, letting somebody hold you, letting somebody adore you, letting somebody look you in the eyes, letting somebody caress you? You know, do you trust yourself enough? Do you feel safe in your own body to invite somebody in that form of intimacy?
Right. Right.
And that's what it comes down to. It's and it always starts with a deeper connection with self. Even in a relationship, it's not about the other person. It's about you. It is. It's like, I remember somebody once said to me, it's like making love to yourself or making love. Like, if you're at a very high frequency and you're very comfortable with intimacy, it's a very different experience being with somebody in an intimate way than being completely closed off in your heart. It's very different.
Right, that's really good. How can we sort of shift this a little bit to, you know, manifesting money in our lives?
You have to, and manifesting money, it's an interesting conversation. Again, you have to sit with what is the foundation in my body, and so where is the lack, and what is the lack? And you need to be very specific with the lack. And then you need to see, okay, what is the payoff? You know, what is the payoff in my life for having all this lack? How is it really serving me?
Right.
You know, and then you sit with, what do I really need? Because manifestation and bringing in money is a vibrational frequency. So whether you want $20, $200, $2,000, or $200,000, it's all a manifestation of energy. So money is about what kind of energy force you give it. And money is about a relationship. It's about getting naked, getting raw, getting vulnerable, being seen, being intimate. So having a conversation about money is very similar to having a conversation about a relationship.
Okay.
And so you've got to be really clear on what it is you want to bring in. And if it is money, then it's about being really honest. Well, am I working? Am I not working? Am I an entrepreneur? And where am I not growing? What do I need to do to get more creative? What do I need to do to build one solid foundation in order to have many things come in? And so you've got to be really solid emotionally and really grounded and rooted, like a powerful oak tree in your body. And you really need to get real with the level of frequency that you need to create in your body, and that's about powerful fire. You know, I have a meditation CD, I think it's called The Golden Flame. It's a very, very powerful meditation, and it's like 20 minutes long, and I think we do still sell it on my website. We might sell it with a couple others. And it's all about manifestation. It's all about the golden sunlight inside of you. Each and every one of us have that divine flame living in us. And so you've got to ignite that flame really big. Because, like, right now your flame is only a couple inches, and your flame should be, like, 25 inches, 30 inches, 100 inches, 1,000 inches. It should be so tall and so big that it's being seen for miles.
Right.
And so
right.
it's the internal, everything happens internally before it happens externally. That's just
right.
the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I seem to be, my payoff seems to be that I am probably more comfortable in my discomfort around money than I'm willing to do what I need to do to get out there and be open.
Right, you're married to struggle.
Yeah, I think so. I really think so. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to divorce it.
Good idea. Divorce struggle.
Oh, wow.
Divorce struggle.
You could write
I
a book on
you
that.
Really do.
I definitely need to listen to this one again because it's
well,
a lot to take
and,
in.
And, like,
yeah.
when you listen to this, and this isn't a negative statement, but feel your energy and then feel why. They're night and day. You're like barely, I can barely hear you. You're soft-spoken. That doesn't mean you have to be loud and vivacious and like scream in a room. That's not the vibration. But it's the powerful force within yourself that you can command
right.
something in. And you've got to really grow that and really build strength in you. You do not have emotional endurance in your body.
Wow.
What is it? You mean she does not have emotional endurance in her body, meaning she can't like own
right.
it?
Okay. She doesn't own it. She's not connected to the commitment. She's not connected to tell about a deeper commitment for you.
Okay. Yep, that resonates. That definitely resonates. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's definitely about a deeper commitment.
Yeah.
Do I really
want to do this?
Right.
Right.
I really want to do it. Yeah. Yeah.
It always comes back to the person being really honest.
Right.
You know, being really honest. And it's not a negative, but a lot of us aren't living in our truth because we're not realizing we're not. It's not that we don't, you know, want to.
Yeah.
It's that we're like,
yeah.
wow, I didn't really see that before. Okay.
Right.
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 Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, does that help you, Helen?
Absolutely, yeah, and like I said, I'm going to need to listen to this a couple times to you know integrate it more fully.
You and
so,
me both.
What,
yeah.
What is your website so I can go
it's,
and look for things?
Yeah, it's JoanMarieTheGift.com.
The gift.
Joan Marie the gift.
Yeah.
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 .com.
So JoanMarieTheGift.com.
Awesome. I'm going to go there. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I give you big hugs. Absolutely.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Helen.
Thank
you. Oh, that was awesome, Joan Marie. You have, like, great insight on these things. And, you know, I feel the same way about money. It's like, you know, I know there's, like, a bigger issue. And it's like maybe it is part of, like, the commitment or responsibility or and perhaps it even is about being a victim, maybe carrying on a victim thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So many of us are carrying around the victim energy, and we're not even aware. And that's blocking the flow of a deeper relationship or bringing more in. And that's part of healing betrayal. I mean, even this last year, as I was growing and we're expanding our company in different directions and doing things, and I thought, wow, and I had a move in Florida, because, I mean, I travel so much. I'm in Florida, L.A., and New York mostly. And I just thought, wow, there's some victim stuff in here. I just, you know, there is a part of me that would just love somebody to take care of me and I just hang out for the rest of my life. So it's just, you know, it's like just being really honest with yourself and saying, okay, that's fair. It's not a negative. It's not a punishment. But now that I know it's here, let me move through it. Let me honor that piece of me and let me go co-create to the next level that I'm looking for.
Yeah, really, really cool. I agree. Okay, well, we've got another caller. Hi, caller, area code 843. You're on the air. You have a question?
Yes, I do. I am in the middle.
What's your name?
Of Heather.
Heather, okay. Hi.
Yep. I am ending a very long relationship and actually starting to evolve into a new one, and I'm just trying to see kind of where I'm going and what you see.
So you're ending one relationship with somebody and you're starting a brand new one with somebody totally different. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, it's more of a friendship right now, but I feel a really deeper connection with them and I can't place it.
Yeah, well, if you believe in past lives and reincarnation, you have been together before, so that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my feeling is that deeper friendship, he came in and this experience is happening so that you can leave the old relationship and finally move on. It's almost
right.
Like he is the gift to say, honey, you need to move out and you need to move on and you need to. And it's healthy for you. I think it's really healthy for you. You're somebody and you like to rely on other people. You like to have other people in your life, which is a good thing. And there's nothing
mm-hmm.
wrong. Let me just say this to everybody listening and those who are going to listen to the recording. There's nothing wrong with saying, I need somebody. I want somebody in my life. I want to need somebody. And so we could build and grow together, and then they can need me. And we can, you know, not that become so needy and codependent. We're not saying that. We're saying, but this is healthy to need, you know,
right.
And it's healthy to want. And so I feel like you actually have a good head on your shoulders. I almost feel like you just need to cut the cords and just go do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, and again, this is a big theme for a lot of the people on this call tonight. I'm not focused on, oh my God, this is it forever. I'm focused on, this is a moment where you both have something to give and to receive and to teach each other. And then as
mm-hmm.
you're really growing in this friendship, just make sure as a deeper relationship can develop, just make sure this person is fully enough for you. Because there is a part of you that's ready to grow and spread your wings a little bit and just really mature at a deeper level for your own self.
Yes.
And so you might need to be single or be not so committed to somebody in order for your wings to fly a little.
Okay.
Hmm.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Does that work for you, Heather?
Yeah. It does, yeah,
cool.
'Cause like I said, I have a lot going on and even career opportunities and stuff along with this.
Yeah,
and with
I
him
keep
coming
getting,
in. And
yeah, eyes forward for you. Keep having your eyes forward. There is a
okay.
move around you, so that's interesting. So I do see you moving.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean you have to move today, and it doesn't mean you have to leave the state. I just see a move. So I feel like in March or April, you're going to know about a move. Could go into June that you see what
okay.
I see, but you will have an opportunity for a move.
Wonderful. Good.
Hmm.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thanks, Heather.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. Thanks, Heather. Well, Joan Marie, wow, that was awesome. I mean, this is just how you roll. This is how you do your
right.
sessions very much like this, or you're just
yeah,
kind of, you just
yeah.
call it as it is, don't you?
And then we go much deeper. Like, we go really, really deeper. So I'll go into either the person or your family or what you need, and then we'll map things out. So you do get a lot of information when you work with me privately, and we go much, much deeper
mm-hmm.
to just get to some core root stuff for you, just really have you understand a lot more and just share
mm-hmm.
with you more explicitly, you know, what you need and what's going to happen in detail in the next couple of years.
Yeah. Well, that is really awesome. And how can we get in touch with you? What's your best way to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Well, in order to speak to me, you do have to book an appointment. I'm not just available to talk to people just because of my schedule. But I do have, like, my free newsletter on the website. You can sign up for that. I have the Lineage Legacy Retreat, which is those that can get to L.A. Honestly, talk about healing and transforming your life in 2 days. It's a physical manifestation and an internal manifestation of deep healing. And then, again, as I said, we're going to do one in Pennsylvania in the late spring. You can just book an appointment. I have my book, Soul Discovery. I have many products, all different price ranges to help people. Things are free. You know, there's things that are $20. There's things that are $50. There's, you know, so whatever you feel called to, absolutely. But definitely sign up for my newsletter. And I'm very active on my fan page, my Facebook page, which
on
is JoanMarieFanPage.com. So I'm extremely
okay.
active on the Joan Marie fan page. So go there, like the page. You'll interact with me. My mom and I do a
mm-hmm.
lot of work together. She's on that page, too.
Okay. And then JoanMarieTheGift.com is where people can find you.
Absolutely.
And I want you to come out to South Carolina and do a workshop. I want to do that legacy lineage. I want to do that workshop.
Very, very powerful. It's very healing. And I can talk to, I do have somebody putting something together in Atlanta for me, but then they put the whole thing together and then I just show up.
I can go to Atlanta.
Oh, well, I'll let you know.
That would be great.
Someone's doing with the Atlanta one, and then the Pennsylvania
yeah.
one will be in the late spring. So, and I always
okay.
say to people, if you travel in threes, so if you could get two other people to go with you, the airlines give you a group rate in flying.
Oh, really?
Well, it
you
is.
You travel
really,
a lot if you know that, because I didn't know that.
Well, you know what? I never knew that. My aunt, so funny, the bargain lady that she is, she told me. So, I found that
awesome.
I'm a family member. Yeah. So
sweet.
That's how I know. I don't ever get that rate because I'm never traveling with a group. So that's funny.
Well, I love your honesty, and I wish you a very happy Valentine's Day tomorrow. Because you're right,
you.
We are Valentine to ourselves, and we have to date ourselves, and we got to, you know, send ourselves some chocolates and roses. All those good
oh,
things,
absolutely.
Right?
You really need
absolutely.
To fall so in love with you and adore you in order to receive mm-hmm. at the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I so loved having you on the show today. You are delightful, and thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. I give you a big hug. Thank you so much for having me, April. My love to everybody. I look forward to connecting with you all, working with you, and just serving you any way I can.
Great. Awesome. Thank you, Joan Marie. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks. You too. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. This is April Reynolds on the Manifesting Princess radio show here on the Angel Radio Network. If you are interested in having your own internet radio show, please contact me today at info@angelradionetwork.com. And also, if you're interested in being a guest or sponsoring, please give me an email at info@angelradionetwork.com. And I look forward to talking to you all again next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time here on the Angel Radio Network. My guest will be Deborah Silverman, the astrologer. She's like one of my favorite people in the whole world. She is so hilarious. Deborah Silverman, astrologer, or DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com. And she has the most hilarious videos. You've got to go take a look at those. DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com. So I'll have her on my show next week, so be sure and listen. And if you click the link, you can listen to any of my shows again on the archive, and I keep them forever. So thanks so much for listening. I'm April Reynolds for the Angel Radio Network, saying good night, everyone. Thanks so much. Angel blessings.
You've been listening to Manifesting Princess with host April Reynolds. To learn more, go to aprilreynolds.com. Be sure to join April next time here on the Angel Radio Network, where we're changing the world by enlightening the world, one radio show at a time.